That ring is Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's efforts to restore happiness to the Spears family by reuniting Grandpap and his wife Charity in a second marriage have finally succeeded. For tonight is the wedding night, and Grandpap, still thinking that he's Buster V. Davenport, is once again a nervous groom, all set to marry his own wife. As we look in on the little community today, we find all the friends of the happy couple gathered at the Spears home for the marriage. Justice of the Peace, Lum Eddards, is talking to best man, Abner Peabody. Listen.
Abner, will you find Elizabeth and ask if Aunt Charity's all set for the wedding?
Oh, I guess not. Talk to Elizabeth, Lum. I, doggies, I've never seen Elizabeth as happy in my life as she is tonight.
Oh,
crying just like it was her own wedding.
Well, I do know.
She was telling me, Lum, that Aunt Charity's all dressed up awful fancy, said she looks awful pretty, wearing the same dress that she wore when her and Grandpap first got married.
Well, good. You know, that might be just the thing that would bring back Grandpap's memory.
I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
You reckon it will
turn
up, huh?
Could. You never can tell.
No.
There's nothing else like that we've tried so far as work.
No, I doubt if it works on him, Lum, neither. I tell you, we've tried Mott and I everything I know to do, and nothing seems to affect him.
But maybe getting his memory back ain't the most important thing in the world, no way.
How?
Getting him and Aunt Charity back together again. That counts a lot more.
Oh, yeah, Lum, yeah.
There ain't no one thing that outcaps human happiness.
No, ain't. Well, I'll say one thing. This wedding is sure making Aunt Charity a happy woman again, I know that.
Why, sure. They're going to enjoy life just as much whether they're Mr. and Mrs. Buster V. Davenport or Mr. and Mrs. Milford Spears.
Why, sure.
Names don't make much difference.
Of course not, not a bit more.
Hey, Mr. Lum, I'm all ready. I got the shoes to throw.
Oh, well, good for you, said Goodbye.
Got the ride, too.
Yeah.
Four bunch of it.
Yeah, that's our time, that's our time.
I brung my boots instead of my shoes, though. Is that all right, Mr. Abner?
Well, I reckon so, Sandy.
Well, I'm wearing my shoes, and I couldn't throw them with me in them hardly.
Oh, no.
And I ain't got no 17 stamps to get a new pair with, neither.
Yeah, well, now, don't worry about it, Cedric. Don't worry. The boots will do just as well.
I'll get them back again, won't I?
Why, sure.
Oh, sure. Now, stop worrying about that, Cedric. Just sit down, or we're ready for you.
Yeah, yeah. Doggies, Lop, look over at old Ulysses S. Quincy over. Right over here, right this way.
Oh.
Look how worried he looks.
Yeah, look at what's troubling him. You reckon it's that tight collar he's wearing?
No. More likely, Lum, he just ain't been himself since you choose him to be the one that gives Aunt Charity away tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
What's wrong with that?
Well, do you know how tight Ulysses is? He can't stand to give nothing away.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Lord me, I saw him throw a bone to his dog and then race him for it.
Oh, you have not.
I did, done it, Lum. I seen that. Well, I say I did. That is, Charlie Redfield claims that he seen him do that.
Well, which one of them got the bone? Oh, well, don't matter.
I don't know. He never.
Are you ready for me now, Mr. Lum?
No, Cedric. We'll let you know.
Miss Moore?
Abner, I believe all our guests is here now, so I reckon you better go tell Elizabeth to tell Charity we're about to start the ceremony.
Yes, tell her we're about to start, huh?
Yeah. In the meantime, I'll get everybody else in their places and get Grandpap in here.
Wait a minute, Tolan. What about this Grandpap at?
Oh, I've got him in the next room.
Oh.
Squire's in there talking to him.
Squire King?
Yeah, he's keeping him calm down all that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Somebody to talk to him. He's liable to have a runaway.
Yeah.
I seen old Grandpap this afternoon, Lum, and he was gnarly and jumpy as a rabbit's nose right at that time.
Yeah, I know. Awful squirmy.
Oh, yeah, he
but
ain't been
in trouble. Squire will take care of him. He's good at that.
Oh, yeah, Squire.
That's what they say.
Yeah, he's awful good at that. Well, here, I'll go tell Elizabeth.
Yeah,
then.
Good.
Ready.
You ain't ready for me yet, are you, Mr. Lum?
No, Cedric. I told you I'd tell you. All right, folks, I'd like your attention here for just a second, please. The ceremony's about to begin, so everybody get to your places now. Ulysses, you stand over there by the hall door.
Yeah, all
Okay, Long.
And then when Aunt Charity comes through the door, why, you give her your arm. Or I don't mean give her. You let her take your arm, and then her and you walk up here in front of me and stand.
Okay.
And I reckon all the rest of you know what to do.
I'm all set, I know.
I'd like to make one request. I wish the women folks would try to cry more quieter this time. At the last wedding I preformed, the bride and groom claimed you drowned me out so bad they couldn't tell when to say I do, hardly. thank you. Now, we'll start in just a minute. Cedric, now you wait here. I'm going to get Squire and Grandpap.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, all right, Miss Beestrom. Tom, how are you, Caleb? Miss Barton.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Davenport, you are a lucky man. Now, here you are, entering upon the great journey, embarking on the sea of matrimony. Oh, before you lie the joys and comfort of life's greatest blessing, a home and the companionship of a soulmate.
That's fine.
From now on, you will have but one thought. And that is for that little woman that you've chosen to travel life's highway with. All your thoughts will be of her happiness, her security, her protection. Now, I have an insurance policy here, Mr. Davenport.
Okay, I don't want no pigeon-toed policy right now. This is my wedding day.
And at what better time to think of these matters? Mr. Davenport, do you want to be independently wealthy at 55?
I know I'm wrong. Please pass that
over. Excuse me for butting in, Squire.
Hello, Mom. I didn't see you there. Just having a little heart-to-heart talk with Mr. Davenport. The beauties of married life and all that, you know.
Yeah, I know. But you'll have to save all them beautiful thoughts for some other time, because we're ready to start the wedding now.
No.
Come on, Buster.
Yeah, has Abner got the ring for me?
Yeah, he's got it. And we marked an X on Charity's finger, the one you're supposed to put the ring on.
Well, good. Yeah, I just hope I don't drop the pigeon-toed ring. That's all I hope.
By the way, Mr. Davenport, have you got that ring covered by insurance?
Oh, hush up, Squire.
Well, it's best to play safe, Lum. I always say that.
Yeah, Buster, you know what to do now, don't you?
Yeah, quick as I see Miss Spears and Ulysses come out of the hall, I head over and stand in front of you.
That's right. And don't worry about a thing, because you'll do it all right. Good luck to you, Buster.
Now, Mr. Davenport, our double indemnity feature is one that shouldn't be overlooked.
Miss Barton, Caleb, how are you, Tom? Miss Beestrom.
Hey, Mr. Long, you ready for me now?
No, not quite, Cedric.
Tom, I just come in from out of the room, and Elizabeth said to tell you that Aunt Charity's all set. They're waiting for us now.
Well, good.
Is Grandpa all ready to go?
Yeah.
Hey, well, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, I just talked to him.
Well, good. Doggies, wait a minute. Look, there comes Aunt Charity now.
Oh, Granny, don't she look pretty?
Oh, I never seen nobody. Oh, the prettiest thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Look at that smile. She's so happy she don't know her own name.
Why, sure, I don't blame that Buster for falling in love with her. I'll tell him that right now. And as fine a woman as ever drawed breath long.
Well, get the ring ready.
Yeah, I've got it. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Grandpap, too. He looks sort of scared, don't he? Look at him. Yeah, I've got it. I'm all set. Got the ring.
Are we ready now?
Yeah, sure, Cedric, sure.
Well, I've been waiting for this. Well, here it goes.
Yeah, Cedric, put on that boot. Cedric, put... Now, look what you did, Cedric. You knocked out the groom. Looky there.
Well, Mr. Long told me to throw old shoes at Mr. Grandpa.
Well, not till after the wedding, Cedric, and you weren't supposed to aim at his head, neither. That boot's heavy enough to kill an elephant.
Oh, Milton, speak to me. It's me, Charity.
Buster, you hurt? Can you get up, Buster?
You had to throw something, Cedric. Why didn't you use the rice?
Well, I throwed the rice, too.
How?
The rice is inside the boot. 4 pounds of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Milton, talk to me, Milton.
Well, now, just take it easy, Aunt Charity. We'll bring him to somehow.
Oh, Milton.
Cedric, go and get some water.
Yeah, hurry up, get some water, Cedric.
Oh, why did this have to happen right now, just when we were getting married? everything was going tonight.
Well, don't worry. We'll have the wedding yet.
Why, sure we will, Aunt Charity. Just as quick as Grandpap wakes up enough to say I do.
Hey, what's going on here?
I told you he's coming too. Here, let me help you up, Buster.
What am I doing here on the floor anyway?
Well, you just got hit on the head, though. Come on now, get up and we'll finish the wedding. Come on.
A wedding?
Yeah.
I'm getting married.
Why, you were Buster V. Davenport, don't you recollect?
Buster V. Davenport.
From Toledo, Ohio. Come on, Buster, stand up now.
Wait a minute. Charity, what you got that dress on for?
Why, because I'm getting married.
Well, I'll be bad, John. Jiminy, this is gone too far. Let me out of here.
Here, wait a minute. Come back here. Where are you going, Buster? Where are you
I'm
going?
I'm going out and get my gun, that's where.
Huh?
Nobody's coming in here and knocking me on the head and then trying to marry my wife right in my own house.
I don't get wrong. You hear that? Hey, wait a minute, Buster. We better catch him, Mom. You hear that?
Granny, he's got his memory back.
Good for him. Good for Cedric,
good
too.
For everybody. Wait a minute. Charity, don't cry.
I can't help it, Lonnie.
But everything's going to be all right.
I know this, and that's why I'm crying.
How?
This is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Bless your little heart.